With that fanfare, it's a reminder, of course, that it's Thursday and time for another edition of Going to the Movies with our great friend Matt Olien. Matt, welcome back to Main Street.
Hi, Craig.
Film today is an interesting film, Matt. It's really one that I want to see. I'm glad that you've seen it and will review it. It's The Ballad of Wallace Island. Here's the trailer.
We'll always have this island and your beautiful music.
Go!
Oh, yes, indeed.
You made it, okay?
Is there not like a harbour?
It's sort of nature's harbour.
Welcome to Wallace Island.
No!
Do you sell rice? My phone got wet.
We've got pasta.
Has to be rice, apparently.
Oh, you've got rice pudding, look.
Rice pudding definitely won't work.
Well, not with that attitude, no, it won't.
You know it isn't.
The great Herb Maguire.
Coming all the way out here without your roadies.
Which brings me up to the thorny issue
of payment.
Where will the audience be? You said there'd be 100.
I said less than 100.
Is it just you?
Yeah.
Right.
I'm literally playing one guy.
I'm going to have to take out a restraining order.
Can you shut the door?
Absolutely.
No, I meant...
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm so sorry. I'm not really used to having guests.
Please not today.
So, what happened with you and Nell Mortimer? When was the last time you played together?
I'm quite a private person, to be honest.
I know you are. But go on, what happened?
Do you invite Nell?
Yeah, she's...
With Michael.
Who's Michael?
Her husband.
Oh.
In a good way, or...?
You knew I was coming, right?
Matt, this trailer to me is just funny and also maybe introspective. What did you think of the movie?
Loved it. This is the first film of 2025 where I've walked out of the theater just feeling happier, you know? And I wasn't sure what to expect going in, but it's funny, it's touching, it's poignant, it never gets maudlin, which is a word I like to use where you kind of go over that line. It's that weird line in movie making and TVs is, you know, when does it become sappy? When does it become silly? And no country can pull off these kind of delightful comedies, usually set in a little village with quirky characters like the Brits can do. They've done this for years. It goes back to the Ealing studio years of the 1940s and 50s with movies like Whiskey Galore and the Lavender Hill Mob and the Titfield Thunderbolt. And just great little movies like that about typically villagers that are quirky. And that's what you have here on this little island near Great Britain, where a character named Charles lives, played wonderfully by Tim Key. He steals the movie as this kind of buffoonish guy who has magically won the lottery twice. So he's got all kinds of money living on this island, and he wants to spend it in one way. He wants to bring back the folk music duo of Maguire and Mortimer, played by Tom Basden and Kerry Mulligan. Kerry Mulligan's kind of the star of this movie, or the name person. So that's his whole goal, as you can hear in the trailer. His goal is to bring back these two people to perform a concert in front of, as he puts it, less than 100 on the island. He's going to pay them money. This is a private gig. And that is his goal, is to get these two people together who have not performed in years. They're not a romantic couple anymore. And so he's got to figure out a way to get them to this island and have them perform. Wonderful performances by Tom Basden as Herb Maguire, who's kind of this, he views himself way too seriously as a musician and artist. And he's grumpy. He doesn't want to be there, even though he's getting paid £500,000 to be there. Kerry Mulligan plays Nell Mortimer, the female half of the folk duo. She's wonderful as well. Doesn't have as big a part as Tim Key and Tom Basden do. This is based on a short film made about 15 years ago by Key and Basden. They are notable comedians in Great Britain and poets. And Tom Basden wrote all the songs for this movie as well. So it is what it does. It walks that fine line, Craig, between sappy and funny and poignant. There are moments in this film that are hilarious. Tim Key, the way he talks all the time, his character talks all the time. He's the comic touch of this movie. But it's really about the passage of time. It's about the effect that music can have on us and how important music and some people can be, how important certain famous people can be in our lives. That's really what it's about. And the film also, I would say, Craig, without letting plot details go, it doesn't really go where I think it's going to go. You know, you kind of think it is heading toward this predictable ending, and it doesn't really go there. It kind of takes a mild left turn in the third act that I liked, that I think was realistic, but still kind of works. And I don't mean to put down American comedies, because there's so many good American comedies, but I do find with films like this, American romantic comedies or comedies, they just don't stick the landing like some of these British films do. And this is a really good film. I urge people to go see it. My friend and I saw it the other night, and she enjoyed it as well. And there were quite a few people. This was a 4:45 showing on a Monday, and there were a lot of people in the theater. So again, there's a lot of appetite, as we know here at PBS, right, Craig, for British adventures, British drama, British comedies. And this one is right along those lines. If you like, you know, if you like British programming on PBS, I think you're going to like this movie a lot.
Matt, the film's setting looks like it's on a cool island. Maybe it's a fictional island. What did the cinematography and direction, how did it make use of the landscape to kind of deepen the narrative of this fun film?
Yeah, very, very remote setting. It was filmed in Wales. And, you know, the island is populated by British people. Not too many people on the island. But it, I mean, that's a character. The island is a character in the movie, this remote island. And for Maguire and Mortimer to get there, some hilarious scenes as they're kind of being brought in by, not by big boat, not by airplane. They're being brought in by these little tiny boats that they're brought in, and they can't quite get them to shore. So that's a hilarious scene as well. But yeah, it definitely makes use of the island as a character. And again, you feel that Charles inhabits this island. This is where he wants to be. You feel like he's lonely. He's got his own tennis court, which is kind of a which leads to some funny scenes as well, because he has nobody.
He serves very well, doesn't he, Matt?
He does, but he has nobody to play with. So his return of serve needs some work. So he's looking for Herb to play tennis with him. Herb is a grouch in the movie, as I told you. Tom Basden plays him. Definitely is a grouchy artist who wants to go solo and has kind of forgotten about the Maguire and Mortimer duo. But as I said, I think it takes a kind of a left turn in the third act that I liked, and it kind of sticks the landing, I would say. The film doesn't outstay its welcome. It's about an hour and 40 minutes. That's about what it should be. Like I said, this is the first, I think, really delightful film of 2025. And when I say delightful, it's not maudlin. Like, as I said, it just really sticks the landing between comedy, poignancy. There's some really good scenes in here that are touching as well. You kind of feel this buffoonish guy named Charles. You feel that he can be overbearing. He talks too much, but you also kind of like him as well.
Wondering, Matt, if there's a film in Academy Award history, and we'll get to our trivia question here in just a little bit, that this reminds you of.
It reminds me of old British films and new British films, too. You know, things like Four Weddings and a Funeral, Notting Hill, even those aren't set on islands, but all those films have a variety of quirky kind of characters that are very British in their own way. And so that's kind of what it reminds me of. It's the Brits have a different way of doing comedy. You know, those of us who grew up watching PBS and having Monty Python's Flying Circus on at 10 p.m. on Sunday nights, that was a big deal to watch that
every
show.
Sunday, Matt.
Every Sunday night. And it was, you know, very different from American television. And, you know, their movies are, They're slightly different than American comedies, and it's hard to put a finger on that. But this one, again, I think sticks the landing. I think people will really like this film. The accents are a little tricky to understand here and there, but overall, I was able to follow what everybody was saying. And Tim Key, as I said, as Charles, really steals the movie.
What's the path for a movie like this that kind of has a wonderful opening? It's been on the circuit, so to speak. And now, where does it go? Does it grow some legs here?
Oh, yeah, I think it grows a lot of legs. It did very well at Sundance, and the word of mouth on this is really good. I want to give the director, Ryan James Griffiths, a lot of credit, because this is a film that could go off the rails very easily with over-the-top stuff, and, you know, but he kind of keeps that deft touch, that deft comic and poignant touch throughout. So I think the word of mouth on this is going to be great. It's going to be, you know, out there in theaters for people to see. And of course, a lot of people don't go to theaters anymore, so they'll find it on streaming. I encourage people to try to see this. I saw it at the Fargo Theater. So I think the word of mouth is going to be very good on this, and I think it's going to do very well.
All right, Matt, for our trivia portion of the show. Matt, this movie was released in 2020. It's a poetic meditation on solitude, community, and resilience in American landscape. In 2021, which movie won the Best Picture?
Nomadland.
we have been to the movies with Matt Olien.